What up? So let's talk about what we saved for the post show, at least some of the things, which was so Johnny Cash redoing
pop, modern
music. Yeah, right. is that cool that he did it? Is that kind of cheesy? Is it a combination of the two?
So I think it's cool, and let me explain and see if I can sway your opinion, because I think everyone who's listening knows your base opinion is probably going to lean towards cheesy.
I don't know whether that's necessarily true. Right. I think it's cool
because if you look at some of the Johnny Cash stuff, he doesn't just cover it. He rearranges it, right? There's new arrangements being done.
Well, any good cover should do that.
Right. So like Personal Jesus, the one we just heard, right? It's a lot more bouncy on the guitar.
It's a lot more Johnny Cash.
And then, like I said, actually on the outro there, there's this Hammond organ you know, playing in the background. And I just love that part of it. You know, when I first heard Johnny Cash doing Rusty Cage from Soundgarden, he intonates it. The syncopation is different, right? Because, Jesus, I don't know if I can... I don't know if what's in my head is going to come out auditorially properly here. But, you know, Soundgarden's is like, I want to break my rusty... I want to break my rusty cage and run. And then Johnny Cash is like, I want to break my rusty cage and run. You know, and it's... That's not the best example, and I can't sing.
No, I'm with you.
But it rearranges the song, gives you a different song. You know, he did I Won't Back Down from Tom Petty. He did...
He did Hurt.
Hurt.
I mean, Hurt is his big one.
Hurt won a lot of... Yeah, won an...
Which struck me as really weird. I don't like the song in general anyway. So I feel like it's really just kind of a...
He took all the curse words out of it.
Well, I don't care about that, but it feels like it's such a teenager, 14-year-old wah song. Mm-hmm. So when I hear it, I just feel like, oh God. And then they hear Johnny Cash doing it, and Johnny Cash lends these just by who he is and you know what he's done, he lends these songs these more credit than I thought Hurt was capable of getting. And it really felt like turning something like, I mean, it felt like Johnny Cash it would be a similar vein to Johnny Cash taking Octopus in Octopus's Garden in the Shade and doing that. It's like, this silly, dumb song, and you lending weight to it doesn't actually add anything to it. It actually makes it more silly. So that's kind of what I felt about Hurt.
That song's called Yellow Submarine, by the way.
No, it's not. Octopus's Garden in the Shade? It's a different song. It's Ringo's song.
Oh.
In Octopus's Garden in the Shade.
Okay, you're right.
I'd like to be.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. I'm sorry.
But this is a more interesting song to me. Your own personal, but Depeche Mode really, you know, it's such a standard. Mm-hmm. That taking it and covering it and just putting, you know, Johnny Cash's version of it just sounds a little like underdoing it in a way. Because
it's stripping out a lot.
I understand that.
It does strip it down. I was never a fan of Depeche Mode. I didn't like Personal Jesus.
I'm not a huge fan of Depeche Mode either, but that song is such a standard.
I understand. You know? I understand.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's my Johnny Cash love. Part of me, I really like good covers. I like hearing a song I know done in a new and interesting way.
I tend to agree, actually.
And maybe that's why I like the Personal Jesus so much, right? Because the guitar is more bouncy and actually a little more optimistic than Depeche Mode's. And that Hammond organ. The Hammond organ has such a great sound, and that's a more happy sound, too. So I think Johnny Cash's Personal Jesus is a happier song than Depeche Mode's.
I mean, I like covers when they really... I really like covers when they change a song, but I also like covers when they kind of revel in a song. One of my favorite covers ever was a band I don't necessarily like doing a cover of a song I don't necessarily like, but it's an amazing cover because they did it in a way that super works. Both bands I don't necessarily like. The song was Chumbawamba by...
Not Get Knocked Down. Yeah. And I Get Up Again. Right. And Everybody Knocks Me Down. Get Knocked Down.
So the people who covered it were They Might Be Giants, who I feel are kind of like...
Okay.
Silly.
I don't think I've heard this one.
Yeah, this was done at the AV Club had a thing where they did a cover, like a whole bunch of bands doing covers. Mm-hmm. They did a cover where they brought in everybody from The Office to sing the chorus when they were singing it. And it just was a joyful kind of experience that really worked.
You want to hear it? I want to hear it. All right. Cue it up.
The visuals actually help the thing too, I think. But you can hear it in the
audio. I like They Might Be Giants. I know Greg doesn't like them as much. I think their fact-based songwriting is interesting. They, kids albums. Aldi actually likes some of their kids album songs that they do. Actually, they're more straight stuff I don't care for as much, but I like their kind of... I would, and maybe improperly, but I would say that they're what they call fact-based songs is kind of satirical, right? It's kind of... Yeah,
okay. So here we go. We can skip the... there's an ad?
And
why is that not...
It's not plugged in the whole way.
Blah, 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 ad. Sponsored by Geico, everybody. Okay. So here we go.
With some help from our readers, the AV Club made another list of 25 songs, and we're inviting bands into our office to cover them. Once a band has played a song, it gets crossed off the list, so the later a band comes in, the fewer songs they'll have to choose from. This is AV Undercover, Series 2.
Could we get bands to come in and play for us?
That'd be great, wouldn't it? We're not quite as big as the AV Club.
Tub Thumping, that's the name of the song.
All right, so everybody, we don't know how the song goes, and we don't know the words. Oh. So we're relying on you to fill in the blanks when we get in, when you guys get in there.
Why did you pick this song off the list? What spoke to you about Tub Thumping?
It was a very short list, and what was
the other one? Saw made us uncomfortable.
This one actually, in a weird way, this is like sort of like a They Might Be Giants song. It's like it's got all these little episodes strung together. It was the most familiar kind of music to us. The ones on the list.
We thought for sure it would be the last one taken, but
There was one other one we were thinking of doing, but there it was hard to know how to do it. I mean, part of it is like the idea of doing something in this space seemed very specific, so it was like this seemed like a good idea.
Don't know what he's talking about. Okay.
We'll be singing when we're winning. We'll be singing.
Oh, see, when you said The Office, I thought it was people from The Office.
No. So they take it and they just make it something really joyful in a way. And I really appreciate that.
I like the eye. We don't know the words. Fill in the blanks for us.
I just love bringing everybody and turning them to like a mass chorus. Mm-hmm. I think it really works. I think it really
makes... And how can you not want to sing that song?
Yeah, exactly. When you... I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Damn Bad Giants, but their musical talent is absolutely undeniable. And being in a room with that sort of thing and then having that whole atmosphere, it feels special. It's a simple, dumb song, but it works in this case. It's a really dumb song.
Knocked down, knock it up again.
You're never going to keep me down. I get knocked down,
knock it up again. You're never going to keep me down. I get knocked down.
It just feels,
knock it up again. You're never going to keep me down.
So, watch that.
I mean, that's good. I personally look for covers that rearrange the song more than that.
Yeah.
And that one's it has, other than the distinct vocal sound of the Nairobi Giants, there's really not that much different in there, right? Where I was, when you were selling the song, I was expecting a little bit more of They Might Be Giants uses, I'm not a music expert, right? But they use a certain timing, or they have a certain syncopation or something that kind of defines a lot of their music, right?
Yes.
And I was expecting to hear tub thumping rearranged a little bit. So it, you know, like this, it was fun, but it wasn't really like what I would call a great cover, right?
The part that made me enjoy it so much was the fun part of it, was the fact that it was so, like I said, so enjoyable, so much of it, such a joyous experience that you couldn't help but smile and appreciate what was going on.
I think that's cool. That's cool. You know, I'm looking for something a little more, wow, I just like how it's changed, right? Like,
remember, I'm not a huge music guy, so I don't...
Another one.
I'm not an aesthetics guy. I'm not a music guy.
Your phone right? I don't want to make this the...
No, go ahead.
Playing all the covers post-show, but there's one that... I talked about this one in the pre-show. No, where'd YouTube go? Can you pull... Or here, actually, I'll just do this.
I need to search for YouTube.
Yep, there we go.
The Magic Sherlock. By the way, there's a... By your foot, there is a coaster.
Okay.
If you could pick that up, that'd be awesome.
Okay. What's the name? Oh.
Kind of floated over. Sure. When my glass has some water on it, it sticks and it... Yeah, anyway.
Oh, what's the name of the song?
I don't know, Jeff. It's your song.
Let's see. I'm going to search here.
Okay. So what do you think? Did you hear about this while you're searching?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the Breaking Bad sequel Kickstarter?
No.
It's probably good that you didn't, because it would have either driven you mad or driven you riotous with laughter. What did it, I guess that second one would have been great. But, oh, you found it?
I didn't. I clicked on the wrong thing. So I was going to turn down the music real fast, but it's already down, so... Back up.
Some dummy, real dummy, said he got on a Kickstarter and tried to make this plea for help to fund a sequel, in using kind of quote marks here, to Breaking Bad, which he said would star Val Kilmer and Slash. And it would pick up from where Breaking Bad left off. It had no, they had no, they didn't talk to Vince Gilligan, didn't talk to Sony. This guy just came up with we thought an idea, and he said, I can probably get Val. He said, okay, I need to shoot it for cheap. I need to shoot it in LA. And so he originally had Nathan Lane instead of Val Kilmer, and he changed it to Val Kilmer because he thought, well, Nathan Lane lives in New York, so I want Val Kilmer. And then there was also this girl, Jana Michonne, or whatever her name is, that was pretty obvious from looking at it that he was really about some guy who was kind of stalking this girl.
Well, YouTube doesn't seem to have it. I was going to play In My Life, a Johnny Cash cover of the Beatles song. But it's not on YouTube. It's a bunch of people trying to cover Johnny Cash's version of the song, but not the original cover.
So anyway, so he, I guess he talked to Slash at least, and Slash seemed to be interested because Slash would be playing an undercover cop whose cover was that he was Slash.
What? It's
so fucking stupid. And he said, oh, you know, I should be able to get Val Kilmer for this. And Breaking Bad was great, but it needs more. And it was...
Needs more Kilmer.
And eventually Val... And then he had lots of really ridiculous ideas. Like, part of it was that Val Kilmer's character was... was going to, like, Drug Anonymous. What is it? NA.
Yeah.
And he would get other celebrities like Robert Downey Jr. and other people to, he thought he would be able to do this, to participate. And because it was, and he would just let them speak and do whatever they want. And that would add so much to the thing, and he'd be able to get them for some reason. And then he also had this idea of, oh God, it's so dumb. It's called Anastasia. He canceled it because it was, because everyone was like, you're an idiot. And even Val Kilmer said, some guy is, what the hell? He wants me to star in a Breaking Bad sequel? No. He was trying to sell it by saying, we're going to put veterans of the Iraq War into the characters of police officers, so that's going to be great for them. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, when Val Kilmer said, this guy's a goofball, he was like, why is Val Kilmer trying to disgrace the veterans? It was so stupid. But
I got to watch some of this, the Spanish Breaking Bad. Walter Blanco.
But no, you look up Val Kilmer Breaking Bad. Just go to that. It will drive you, especially if you're a fan of Breaking Bad and what they did, it'll drive you nuts. This is some amateur who's never written a script in his life saying he has 10 scripts written and that he has this idea for this amazing show.
It's fan fiction, man. Fan fiction is awesome.
Fan fiction is rarely awesome. It can be. It certainly can be, but it rarely is.
Are you able to pull up... you probably aren't. Pull up Amazon Anonymous, huh? I'll have to let you...
No, I am not able to pull up Amazon Anonymous.
Okay, so...
Do you want to just save that for Tuesday? We may do another show.
No. We can do something here. Wow. Busy week. Thanks, guys. $48 this week.
So let's pause so I can use the facilities.
Okay. And browse my
at that too.
All right, we are back. And for Amazon Anonymous, I'm going to choose something for myself and choose something for Greg, which he's going to have to speak to her. And so this is kind of a fun twist of the show. Before I pick my favorite pick, I'm going to have to pick a public service pick here. And we talk about this newbie infrared thermometer that we bought on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And it was $20-some. I'll have to see what the price is now.
I should point out, when I bought my original IR thermometer, it was $80.
Right. So somebody found one on Amazon. And it is the newbie. Same damn gun, but it's blue instead of yellow. And everything else is identical. They got it for, where'd it go? $10.99 plus $5 shipping, so for $15, they found a thermometer. I will add that to the Amazon store as soon as I can. My favorite.
What are the ratings on that, by the way? Are they bad, good, or bad?
Let me see.
I mean, because the newbie works great, so if the thing is somewhat cheaper and it sucks, then it's bad. But if it's essentially the same thing,
it's just 4.5 stars.
Okay, then never
68
mind.
68 reviews.
Put it on the shop.
Doesn't have free shipping. That's the only thing that gets it, right?
Yeah, but right. Well, free, it's Amazon Prime, right?
It's sold by Top G. And comes with a battery. Has a little maple leaf on it.
Other colors.
Well, they have different models. Typically, the colors meant different temperature ranges. I'm not sure if those will change the price. I'm not going to get into that right now. For me...
Great things to have, though, those infrared thermometers. Awesome.
Okay, Greg, for you, I'm going to pick The stainless steel kitchen sink strainer, set of two, large wide rim, 4.5-inch diameter, perfect for kitchen sinks.
Okay, so this is one of those things where you have, if you don't really, it's if you don't have a
garbage disposal.
Garbage disposal at the bottom. So stuff gets strained in there, and it looks like a really fine mesh from the looks of it. So, you know, they're nice things to have when you don't have a garbage disposal because you don't want to clog up your drain.
It's sold by Happy Sales.
Happy Sales!
Gets 4 stars out of 5.
You know, I like those things. They're nice to have because...
You get two for $4.95 and free shipping.
Garbage disposals are expensive and also can break, and then they're really expensive.
It's really not good for the environment, right? Putting all that waste food down into your sewer water treatment system, right? So it's really better to strain it out before you grind it up.
I mean, it gets in the environment anyway. You throw it in your trash can and so...
But your community doesn't have to pay to clean that water, right? It just goes into the landfill, so it's a lower cost.
I suppose marginally. It your community has to pay to put it into a landfill anyway, and then... Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's... You could put it... What you could do is you could take the organic stuff, particularly if it's not meat, and throw it into a compost. And then you get some extra stuff out of it. Right?
Right, right. But I mean, you can't do fatty things. You can't do dairy product. You can't do...
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that I grind up in my garbage disposal that... Nothing I shouldn't, but things that, you know, if I was a little more patient, I'd probably be better off in the landfill than in the garbage disposal. But let's see.
The price of modernity.
Yep. So many good options this week. Oh, someone bought a refractometer for their homebrewing. Thank you. I don't know what this is. So I'm going to pick this up. Also, someone bought a bunch of Legos. Thank you.
Thank you
so much for buying the Legos. They bought a VW Bug camper van Lego.
Cool.
But I'm going to go with the Iberogas large size 100 mil for dyspepsia, bloating, stomach pain, and heartburn brand Medical Futures. By Medical Futures. 4 stars out of 5, $32.49 for 100 mils of dystopia or something.
I had stomach problems this morning. That's why I was somewhat reluctant to say about coming to the show, but it got better. Pepto helps.
Dietary supplement to support digestive system. Clinically studied, the statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease.
Calling it a stomach problem is probably not the right word because it was really an intestine. It was down here as opposed to up here.
Okay.
So it was my intestine that was inflamed or whatever. Because I think I went kind of a little nuts on cheat day. So that sometimes happens. So... Yeah.
Question number one, does Iberogas have alcohol in it? Yes! It's on the side of the box. It states, other ingredients, 31%. 31% alcohol. What?
Wow. So you can get drunk off this.
This product contains alcohol.
It's probably not good for you to
get drunk. The amount per dose is very small, less than 1/10 of a teaspoon. But it's 31% alcohol.
That's a lot of alcohol, even at 1/10 of a teaspoon.
Okay, the most helpful customer review. Here we go. 5 stars. Off of Protronix. So this is a alternative medicine instead of, you know, big pharma.
So not Amateurtronics.
Well, Protronix is big pharma, right? It's one of the big heartburn medicines.
Yeah, tell me about this BLK drink also afterwards.
Oh, you like that? Did you like that?
Did I like it? No.
I started talking about Iberogas in August. It's now November. At that point, I had been having terrible heartburn and reflux with nausea for a year. I had upper GI scope, and they couldn't find anything wrong with me. After diet and lifestyle changes failed to solve the problem, I was given 2 40-milligram Protronix, a proton pump inhibitor.
So this is what you're talking about is placebo effect. I mean, this is exactly what we're talking about.
Well, no, Protronix is, it's generic Zantac. I've had prescriptions for Protronix.
Okay. What's a proton inhibitor?
I
The fuck is that?
It's the person writing the fucking review.
Okay.
But Protronix is generic Zantac.
Okay.
The prescription.
Yeah, sure.
A proton pump inhibitor daily, and it was still having breakthrough symptoms that would awake me in the middle of night. Life was miserable, and the GI specialist said, "Well, we're just going to say you have dyspepsia," and was
probably
pretty,
dyspepsia,
and was pretty much it. They had no suggestions for me. After doing my own research on dyspepsia
at Infowars.com,
I found several articles that mentioned Iberogast was a potential treatment. However, finding it was difficult, the manufacturer's website said our database is out of date. When I tried to search stores, I did not find it from one vendor on Amazon. Oh no, I did find it from one vendor on Amazon. They charged me $34 plus $6 for shipping. When it arrived, I turned the box upside down and the price tag said $29.99. Harumph! Shipping was not speedy at all. From Feel
this
Good.
This is a 5-star review, mind you.
Yes.
It's a 5-star review of the product.
It must really fucking work, right? though it had to cross customs, it was coming from Canada. 2 weeks after beginning with the product, I wasn't having much breakthrough reflux anymore. Sounds like Breakthrough Reflex. Sounds like a good band. So I decided to go down to one Protronix a day. I kept with the plan for 2 months until the last of the...
It takes 2 months for this thing to work?
To the last of the level when I was taking two Protronix a day. And I can... I don't think this is me not being able to read. I think this is how it's worded. And I can usually trace those incidents to poor diet and high stress days. To be fully honest, I have also lost 5 pounds through the diet and exercise at the same time. And this at the same time and taken measures to reduce my stress. I'm obviously not a controlled case study for
you think?
Whether Ibergus can help. Oh, there's more? No, I'm not going to read more. Oh, there's 11 comments on this. That's where the good stuff is, right? Oh,
God, does anybody say placebo effect much? I mean, this is the placebo
Losing
effect.
Losing 5 pounds can also really make a big difference with...
Absolutely.
Okay, so the first one seems to be positive. I, too, have been using Iberogast. Here's my story. Wow, thank you both for your thorough reviews.
Yes, that's very thorough. That's definitely a review that's extraordinarily thorough.
Yeah, nothing good. We need to find some more things about crystals and gems.
That was fun. So there are two things that are, I guess, sort of similar. Well, BLK, you mentioned.
Oh, yes. My coworker mentioned BLK.
Yeah.
I guess he has a bunch of stomach issues. And he was talking about how it's basic and has...
Basic acid of acidity.
It's alkaline,
acidity.
Right?
It's alkaline, yeah.
And it, but it has it, but it's basic because it has something that they're calling fulvic acid,
right? Which is I looked it up because I had no idea what the hell it was, and I looked it up, and it's actually called something else on Wikipedia, like humic acid, I believe.
Yeah.
And but of course, Wikipedia. Remember, Wikipedia is not a real encyclopedia; it's a catalog of sourced information. So remember that when you do your Wikipedia stuff. It's a catalog of source information. Look at the sources. Okay. But basically, it's a mineral water that has some organic gook in it.
And it's
that,
black.
That makes it black. They say makes it taste great. And...
Tastes like peat moss, probably.
And it's they're claiming that it has electrolytes and stuff in it, which I mean, it may as well. It's just salts. It's basically mineral water that they're trying to sell. I'm sure it's expensive as hell because they're up marketing water with shit in it, and they're calling it gold,
right?
Basically,
I would love to see what the pH is on it because you know they're. They are marketing it in part as like this stuff, a reflux inhibitor, mm-hmm. right? Like, because it'll lower the pH of your...
But they're also marketing it as a sports drink. It's a weird combination of the two.
Whatever your problem is, we'll fix it.
Yeah. It's just, you just need this water that's black. And then their whole thing is like, change your expectations. Because everyone expects water to be clear.
Because clear means there's not shit in it.
Yeah. But then we know the folly of that because we lived through the Crystal Pepsi era. So, yeah. Okay. There's an interesting... I did some more internet stuff this week. I know. The most joyous thing was there was somebody who left a comment on one of the videos I was reading. And
are you adding information to the universe? Is that what you're doing?
Well, by my very nature, I'm doing that. Yes. I don't know if it's good information. It's just information. So this guy was denying evolution, stridently denying evolution, and then these other people talked to him and just explained it and like really spent a lot of time explaining it to this one guy, and this one guy got it. I mean, it took him some time. It's not going to be linked on any of my Twitter or anything like that. It took him some time, but the guy was reading the stuff that the other people were writing, and it seemed to be like the guy was like, wow, you're making sense. This is really cool. And I just said to the guy, to the guy who made the huge post, I posted, just sort of like, you changed somebody's life today. Awesome. High five. So it's just like, mm-hmm. I wanted to give props for, because it just was a response to one person. He wrote this huge thing on a YouTube comment. Mm-hmm. And the guy was like, wow, that really makes sense. I want to read more about this. And I was like, you did it. I mean, I was just really impressed and mm-hmm. also like, that's great. You deserve props from somebody, so it might as well be me.
Right.
So that was really cool to see. The other was this annoying guy on Debate and Atheist who was trying to take quantum mechanics, which he did not understand, and make that into an argument for... He was a Catholic, but he tried to make it into an argument just for a sort of plain old deism by interpreting things like near-death experiences as evidence. There were two things that really
bugged me. LSD experiences do the same thing, right?
Yeah, there were two things that really bugged me. The first one was that he really did not understand quantum mechanics. It was reasoning by analogy throughout the whole thing. I was like, reasoning by analogy fails. We don't like quantum mechanics. Don't do it. And the other thing that bugged me was that he was claiming that these sort of NDE things were evidence when witness testimony is not evidence for something. We got into this long argument, and
Did you say technicality, no down, boo over?
No, I did say technicality, no down, boo over to somebody else in a different thing, but that was, we kind of agreed, ultimately on what we were talking about, but it was just, I did use that, though. So, yeah, technicality, no down, boo over. But, he tried to argue that his interpretation of quantum mechanics, of essentially the quote-unquote collapse of the waveform, meant that there was something beyond, and there very well may be some interpretation or some concept that we're missing. Regardless, there's no evidence for it, so it rather becomes a philosophical argument at that point. Mm-hmm. And I was saying to him, because then he started saying, well, I'm not arguing for a God here. And I said, okay, then why are you here? This is Debate an Atheist. This is not Debate Religion, or this is not philosophy. Why are you here? And he was like, well, I'm arguing for a sort of deism, that there's a mind-like thing out there that doesn't, but I'm like, I'm not an A-deist. I don't give a crap about deism. No one, the only thing that you can say about atheists, the one thing you can say about any atheist is they disbelieve in God. They disbelieve in religious gods, big G gods. Not that they disagree with some sort of concept of a force or something out there that influences things. I mean, there are atheists who believe in aliens, there are atheists who believe in supernatural things and ghosts. The only thing that unifies any atheist is simply disbelieving in an atheist. So I was like, why are you here? Why are you making this argument? Your argument makes no sense. Bring it to our philosophy. And it's like, no, I'm being a deist. And I was like, I don't give a shit about deism. No one here cares about deism. Deism is unfalsifiable and makes, you know, no, there's nothing, there's no there. There's nothing to talk about. So, and I also mentioned that, look, every time we've been in these situations where science has sort of reached a part where we don't understand something, every single time, it's not been God. Every single time, it's been something that we can naturally explain.
There, so what's the difference between a deity and a theity?
Well, so a deism is sort of like there may have been some sort of creation event that was directed in some way, but that particular event and or creature, whatever, has been hands off and is completely hands off. So it's
okay. So we've talked about that in the past, right? Yeah. Where, you know, over the years, right? Yeah. I went, you know, agnostic or whatnot, but you know, unless there's evidence, you know, I don't want to say this, but you know, in the past I had made statements where, you know, I was okay with the idea of God flicking
small G God
flicking the marble at the other marbles, right, and setting shit loose, right? And then nothing else. He's just observed ever since, right? And that's exactly what you just said.
Yeah,
right?
I'm fine with that. I mean, it doesn't mean anything. You know, I just don't think that this should be something that, you know, okay, if there's some sort of force out there, we can analyze it and figure it out, but it's not something worth worshiping and devoting our lives to and thinking that it's a moral ground of all being. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't follow from what happens. So, yeah, I mean...
So is a deity exactly equivalent to this whole deist thing, or...
A deist, I mean, like most of the quote-unquote founding fathers of the U.S., or many of them were deists. They did not believe in, you know, they were not theists. They were not Christian theocrats. They believed in some sort of higher power.
So what does theist mean versus deist?
So a theist is somebody who believes in what I would call...
interactive judging.
Yeah, right. God. A big G God. A God, you know, theism is... religion, and it's the whole mechanism behind the whole sort of explanation, and that this God is still interacting with us and that he judges us, all that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. That's theism.
Okay.
That the gods are not just super powerful, but they are interacting with us, and that we will never be able to understand them. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, just
a deism thing. A deism
saying
claim,
that you'll never understand his motives,
yeah,
to us sounds like the people in charge trying to stay in charge.
Absolutely,
doesn't it? I mean,
it sounds like that because that's what it is. But absolutely, it sounds
you know,
like
it's just funny how different people,
yeah,
hear it different ways. I mean, for me, it sounds like as soon as I hear that, goes back to the whole. Skeptical versus cynical versus right. Everything, right? So, like, everything I hear, I need to pass through a skeptical filter, right? And when I heard you say that, I'm like, what came out, what was the result of that test was the person in charge wants to stay in charge, right?
Yes, absolutely. Then this guy, in another sort of thread that we started saying that there his evidence for his interpretation of quantum mechanics, which he pulled from Wikipedia, he doesn't understand quantum mechanics, is that there is somehow that these things like NDE is sort of make sense within this framework, which is not evidence at all. But anyway, I was like, okay, that's, you can call that evidence. That's not good evidence. That's not evidence that, that I would consider.
Okay. But I mean, you could also look at this whole near-death experience as like, your biological system's breaking down.
Yeah,
chemicals are doing the wrong things. You're going to hallucinate.
Of course. So, but I wasn't, I mean, I mentioned all that stuff, but but still, he's claiming this was true. And I said, you know, do you believe in it? In alien abduction? Do you believe in these kind of things? He's like, no. So it didn't make any sense. And they said, then he said, well, what's the evidence for the multi-world, the multi-worlds interpretation? I said, there's none. I mean, and he said, well, then, this is what the guy said. This is almost literally what the guy said. Since there is evidence for my interpretation and no evidence for MWI, therefore, a court would say that the preponderance of evidence is on my side, and therefore that means that my interpretation is correct. My head just about exploded at this point. I was like, first of all, this is... it's debate, not a court. Second of all, a court's not going to recognize evidence that is not, that is completely circumstantial and has no basis and is ridiculous. And third of all, no, that's not how this shit works. You don't get to just claim this shit as your evidence. And then he said, well, you don't have any evidence. And, you know, there's plenty of people who believe these things. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, show me some evidence. So I said, all right. I did a quick Google search and I found some paper on the archive that some scientist said proved that or at least showed that multi-world cosmology was preferable. And I said, okay, here's some evidence. Look, I did a good quick Google search. Here's somebody who has some evidence. This is better than whatever you've given me. There's math here. And it says, then he said, ELI-5. I don't know if you know what this is. Explain like I'm 5. And so I was like, okay, you don't understand daddy's math. You're making a bad argument. Stop. So he had the gall to say, you don't understand the paper, do you? And I was like, actually, I do. It's really quite easy to understand. The math is
really...
but a
5-year-old's never going to comprehend it. Yeah,
the math is really not that hard. You just have a couple symbols there. You have psi for the wave function. You have some vector formulations, brackets and stuff like that. This is easy math. The paper is understandable to a first year. This is not complicated. And he's like, okay, well... it's still not good enough for me. And then I was like, look, this has formalism to it. I disagree with it. He's saying, well, if you disagree with it, then it's not good information. I was like, it's better information than what you've given me. And he says, and I mentioned, you know, it has math and it has some formalism in it. You haven't given me anything. And he said, okay, well, 1 + 1 = 2. Therefore my interpretation. I was like, all right, just being willfully obtuse. I'm not going to bother talking to you anymore at this point. It was annoying and aggravating to have this conversation with this guy who wouldn't, you know, he kept on interacting.
You're the one arguing with these people.
He goes on to these forums.
It should be called Pick a Fight with an Asshole. I mean.
Well, sort of. But I was trying to explain to him what the heck was going on and why he, you know, why his failure to interpret it was just simply he didn't understand the situation. He just would not listen. And it definitely got increasingly acerbic as it went on. But it was just like, you know, at some point, you got to have to just be like, God, I should have done it earlier. I should have exculpated myself from the argument earlier. Absolutely. But I just felt like, God, maybe I can convince this guy. Sort of like that YouTube guy did. Look, it's just you're looking at this entirely the wrong way. You don't understand it. Get more education, then you'll understand this better. No, didn't break through to him, and it was terrible, just terrible, terrible experience. All right,
technicality down, no boo over.
Yes, technicality down, no boo over. Absolutely.
All right. Well, it's a work night, so I'm gonna wrap this up.
Okay, so we can talk about some other things next time. Like there's. I want to talk about the world troubles that are happening right now.
Yeah, let's wrap this up. It could go on way too long.
I just want to point out, for masochistic versions, I suppose, masochistic reasons, I checked out InfoWars. Ooh. Oh, boy. Oh, but so
you like cutting?
The line I said to the guy, by the way, this is the whole reason I brought up was this line, which I thought was a really nice line, was that the whole deism thing is a pay on to blissful ignorance. You know, it's just, and I said, look around you. Look around you. Where does blissful ignorance leave us? What does it do? Take a look. Mm-hmm. So that was my main point.
All right.
All right. BLK, everybody.
BLK. Drink the BLK. Big BLK.
Big supporters of BLK.